Due Diligence, the Easter Egg Hunt. The goal of due diligence is to find out 100% of everything there is to know about a property and generate an operating plan and budget from that information. It's the time when you make detailed assessments of actual costs for property improvements, ongoing maintenance, and operations. It's your last chance to make sure that you have uncovered every hidden flaw, are aware of every possible problem, and are realistically projecting the opportunities. In my years of buying property, I've uncovered everything imaginable during due diligence. In one building, while doing a unit-by-unit walkthrough, I found everything from vacant units that were supposed to be occupied, falsified rent rolls, units that cannot be leased because fixtures have been removed to repair other leased apartments, cannibalized units, roof damage so bad I could see daylight, units missing carpeting and appliances, a 10-foot-long boa constrictor, you name it. To me, due diligence is really kind of fun. It's like a month-long Easter egg hunt. You just never know what you are going to find. But unlike my preparation for an Easter egg hunt, I come to the due diligence process with more than an Easter basket. In all cases, because I was thorough on the initial property valuation, I have a strong belief that whatever I find is fixable. I also take comfort in knowing that anything I find that would cost me money to fix is a final negotiation point before the sale closes. That's right. If you find that a property requires any type of major repair, such as a new roof, exterior painting, new appliances, termite extermination, snake removal, you can get estimates and factor the costs into the final valuation and purchase price. That's what I call finding the golden egg. The due diligence checklist. Over the years, I've gotten really good at due diligence. I've seen it all, and our due diligence checklist is compiled from over 15 years of experience. For years, every time we thought we had everything on the list, we'd encounter a property that would throw us a curve. The purpose of this entire inspection process is to put an estimated cost to each item in the list, so that we can take our list back to the seller and discuss. What if the property is not in compliance with the fire department? What if there are environmental hazards? What if 3 out of the 8 units obviously need new carpeting? In many cases, if you bring these issues to the seller's attention, they can be fixed before you close. That saves you money. In some cases, lots of it. Books and records. As important as it is to know everything about the physical property, you absolutely need to dig just as deep into its operations. That means looking at the books and records. This is also the time to begin gathering information for your operating budget by categorizing the income and expenses. These are the things I review in great detail. 24 months of income and expense statements. I compare the income and expenses to the projections. This is the time to make notes for the operating budget and flush out all the unusual expenses or major periods of rent loss. Discuss these with your seller or broker before the due diligence period ends. You absolutely want to meet your deadlines. All service agreements. I look for those agreements with termination clauses longer than 30 days. I verify that these costs are in the operating budget, whether the service is needed, and also what services are missing. I assess the current management company and determine whether they stay or go. I review all advertising agreements for effectiveness. It's worth your time to look at these agreements because you could find yourself locked into them. Any contract you don't want to assume, you need to spell it out before the completion of due diligence.